Botswana's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Ms. Belonomi Vincent Moitoi, says they've not been informed about the current situation in Zimbabwe. Vincent Moitoi says she was in Zimbabwe last Thursday as part of a campaign for the Africa Union Chairperson post, and nothing came up in meetings with state officials.
I was in Zimbabwe on Thursday. There was nothing to report.
However, analysts expect Botswana to engage Zimbabwe through various platforms, which include the two countries' joint commission on defense and security, or the Southern African Development Community, SADC. Botswana President Ian Khama is the SADC chairperson, and there's a growing feeling that the unfolding Zimbabwe crisis must be tackled at regional level. Political analyst Mr. Ndulamo Murima says Zimbabwe's crisis is causing instability in the SADC region, and therefore SADC cannot ignore the unfolding crisis.
It is indeed long overdue for SADC to intervene. The reason why I'm saying that is that the effects that come as a result of the situation in Zimbabwe obviously affect Zimbabweans themselves. And secondly, it obviously also brings problems, economic immigration, to the SADC region itself.
But University of Botswana political commentator Mr. Leonard Sisa says SADC might find it hard to deal with the often dismissive President Robert Mugabe.
One can just come closer to him and talk about such issues in early. Rather, he's blaming them to say, but you guys, you have decided not to listen to the African leaders, but you are listening to the superpower country leaders. By Longore, they have decided to sanction Zimbabwe, not to buy and sell anything for Zimbabweans, but you decided to, you know, go along with that. So really, I don't think it can be easy.
There are growing fears of an influx of immigrants into Botswana if the situation flares. Zimbabwe was rocked by demonstrations, some of which turned violent in the past week, over the deteriorating economic situation in the country. Botswana is already feeling the pinch of some of Mr. Mugabe's policies, with the recent import ban on some goods significantly slowing down economic activity, particularly in the second city of Francistown, where Zimbabweans flock for groceries and other business. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Martin Gwenya in Gaborone, Botswana.